Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. A tornado touched down in Yarmouth this afternoon following severe rain and wind on Cape Cod. The National Weather Service confirmed the touchdown a little past noon in South Yarmouth. Wind gusts on some parts of the Cape reached 90 miles per hour. And the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency is reporting that more than 53,000 customers are without power, mostly concentrated on the Outer Cape. That includes more than half of all customers in Harwich and Chatham. Joining us now on the line for more on the tornado and its impact is the town administrator for Yarmouth, Dan Knapik. Dan, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Tiziana. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
I appreciate you joining us. Dan, are you and your family safe? Let me ask that first.
Yes, we were. In fact, my wife was visiting me today at town hall when the first alert went off, and my kids were at basketball camp up in Harwich at Monomoy High School. So it was, for me personally, a kind of a hairy situation for sure, as the this area where town hall is located was significantly impacted by the tornado.
Dan, where did the tornado touch down, and what happened then?
Well, it's we're getting mixed information here. It seems kind of like in an area on west part of town, on Route 28, in that area, it sustained some heavy damage, and that's where some of the motel corridor and beachfront areas are. And then the area where I'm at in South Yarmouth, we're pretty close to the Dennis Line. It seems to have worked its way down through this way and across the Bass River and into Dennisport. I'm waiting to hear. The National Weather Service is on a call now trying to help us understand better the line of travel that the storm took through. But it's on both sides of 28, it's heavily damaged.
What are you hearing about injuries, Dan?
Right now, I've checked in with Yarmouth Police and Yarmouth Fire. We're not hearing any injuries being reported, and a number of we've been in communication with a number of the hotel operators, and right now there has been no reports in town of any injuries. Although, like I said, some parts of town have been heavily damaged that I'm getting reports on now, and we're trying to find out if everybody's okay in those sections of town.
You mentioned the National Weather Service. They're deploying a team to Yarmouth to inspect the damage. What is the town doing right now? What are you focused on?
Right now, we're focused on answering 9/11 calls. As you can imagine, there's an enormous volume of those. Additionally, the Public Works Department have all hands on the street now, trying to clear the streets, particularly the main streets, and then they'll move towards the side streets. And they're taking in a lot of information from the citizens as it relates to damage calls. So these are very frantic moments in the hours after a storm of this magnitude, and we take in a lot of information, and over the next few hours we'll be able to sort through it and then be able to get back on our feet.
You mentioned the path of the storm. You mentioned Dennis, for example. What are you hearing from other neighborhood communities?
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm hearing in Harwich a report came to us that the town has declared a state of emergency and that they've asked Eversource to shut off all power to the town. I know I spoke to my wife just a little while ago. She was able to reach her kids at the high school out there, and she said it was horrendous traveling out that way. So I can imagine that right now they are just completely overwhelmed. We have very small police and public works forces here, and with the volume and magnitude of damage, it almost paralyzes you to be able to get through something like this.
As the town administrator in Yarmouth, what are you advising residents to do in the aftermath?
Yeah, the most important thing for residents and visitors, because this is the high point of the tourist season, is to stay where they are, make sure they check after their family and friends, stay off the roads to let our crews do their work in clearing the roads. And certainly, if there's damage done to their house, to work with their insurance company in the coming days. And then the biggest one, of course, is power lines. There's an enormous amount of power lines down. Eversource is reporting almost 50,000 people without power. So that means across a broad section of the Mid-Cape and Outer Cape region, there's got to be a lot of poles down. So people should be very mindful of the danger that travel presents at this time.
Yarmouth Town Administrator Dan Knapik, thanks for joining us and be well.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care now.
Stay with WBUR through All Things Considered today for updates on the weather.